First of all, this is it, you guys. This is the beginning. This is the start. This is like where it's all just becoming and coming together from, but it's also like an end. And I know this probably puts these poor children on the spot, but if everyone can turn around and look at these two small children in the back playing, I have been watching them. Okay, everyone turn around again. Leave them alone. But they're having the time of their lives right now. They're just like playing around. Am I ringing? Sorry, okay. They're playing around, doing their own thing, like completely into it, playing with each other, and they're just so happy. They're happy doing whatever they want to do. They're happy being whoever they want to be, and like that's going to be the main message of like what I'm saying, but you get it. So welcome to what's going to be your new home. It's like a little bit scary, but it's probably just as nerve-wracking as standing up here and talking to all of you is. And the esteemed individuals who spoke before me are awesome and esteemed. But you and me, we are going to be living what they've experienced what may seem like eons ago. But we're all Swatties now, right? Like, we're all Swarthmore students. All of you first year as a transfer students, you're all Swarthmore students now. You're us. And we are Swarthmore. We are what defines Swarthmore. We are what makes Swarthmore the place it is. And because we're so transient, we change, we come, we go. We come here our freshman year and we, you know, decide we like popcorn. And then our senior year, we're like, popcorn sucks because people keep burning down our dorm. Not really, they don't do that. But I mean, like, the fire alarm goes off a lot and stuff. But, like, you change so much over 4 years. And you know what? After these 4 years, sorry, seniors, but it's done. You're gone. And Swarthmore will become a different place depending on the next class of 2020, you know, that comes in. So it's, like, all different things. We are all, every single person here seated tonight is incredibly unique and special in their own ways. So I want everyone to turn to the person to your left, say, you are special. They don't need to look at you, don't worry. Just say it to their ear, say it to their ear. You are special, yeah. I'm looking at one of you and you're not doing it. I see you. So everyone say it. Now turn the person to your right. You are special. Thank you. Thank you. That was like a real moment right there. But guess what? You're all also like dumb. We're dumb. We're dumb together, right? Like not just like you, but like me. And I'm like graduating. I hope my dumbness like evaporates, but it doesn't. But like, yeah, we're all dumb. We're all really, really smart and really, really dumb. And like, that's okay. Because guess what? If you knew everything, you wouldn't be here, right? I hope so, because you'd be wasting your time and a lot of money. But I know you're thinking I'm pretty crazy, but you all have the capacity to engage in the discussions that will spark schisms in your own ideologies, to challenge the foundation of your own cultures, your own mainstays of normality, like the things that you think are normal, like the fact that you may think that there are only two genders, just throwing it out there. But you're also really open to learning why race is a social construct, learning what a social construct even is, open to learning why gender-neutral bathrooms aren't scary, but like are a great step to take on breaking down the gender binary, which is also a social construct, but you'll learn about that. You're all open to learning why some people choose to believe in a higher power and how they represent and present those beliefs in different religions. And you're open to having these discussions in class, of course, because you're kind of going to be forced to, but also in a study break at McCabe, in Sharples on a meal date, in the locker room after practice. Like, you're all open to breaking the molds that society has given to us. And I just want to put in a really great quote right now. A wise, wise senior once told me, I love you. Her name is Ellen Backmanhoff. And I just want to also just put that in there right now. I love you all. You know, you're like, you're thinking, she doesn't even know me. But I do. I do know you. Because you're me. We're all together. I really appreciate the applause. Like, keep it coming. Keep it coming. It makes me feel good. So now you're probably asking, what is this girl's name? Like, who is she and why is she up here? My name is Osazenorua. Now, that's just like my Americanized name, but it's Osazenorua. For anyone who cares, it's Nigerian. Okay, well, we don't have it. Oh, yeah, there we go. Here we go. Nigerians in the house. What up? Thanks, Tim. My B. Yeah. And I, myself, am born to two Nigerian immigrants who came here. And they're from the same tribe, Benin, if that matters to anybody. And basically, I'm not really important. But that's all you need to know about me. But you guys here, you may think you come from a specific identity. But guess what? That identity that you had at home, it doesn't matter anymore. You can be whoever you choose to be, because whoever you want to be is who you should be, and it's who you can be. And Swarthmore can be the place for you to realize who that person is. Swarthmore can be the place for you to help you support that person that you're becoming. Swarthmore can be the place for you to discuss how identities can shape and change us and how we can change ourselves. And Swarthmore can be your home, but it'll only be your home if you let it be your home. You guys have to be open to having these discussions, which will be super long, but really awesome, in the next 4 days. You have to be willing to totally listen to someone else and be like, I think you're completely incorrect, but I completely respect what you're saying. Because we're all the same people. Your orientation leaders, we're just like you. We did this as well. We are no better than you, definitely not any smarter for some of us, just saying. And you guys have the same exact opportunities that we've had. And I know personally, and I think this goes for a lot of us, we're all here to make sure you have the best orientation week ever. Woo! Okay, no, we're done. We're good. I don't know what someone just said, but awesome. Learning is, there's no classes for learning, man. Learning is everywhere. You're learning right now. Words of wisdom. Yeah. I don't really know how long I've been talking, but I hope it's like enough time. I'm like not like, okay, I'm getting thumbs up. But I just, thanks. I don't know if I should be ending, but I'm going to just keep going until they tell me to shut up. Oh, okay. I got that. I think that was my cue. I just want to end with saying, I think you're all really great people. I don't know you, but you know what? That's like really okay, because I know that you're going to become the person that you want to be, and whoever you want to be is awesome to me. And I think the last thing I want to end with is words of another very wise senior. And those words are, it is what it is. And that just means don't complain about stuff. I'm just going to say stuff sucks at SWAT, okay? We study long hours. Sometimes, I don't know if I should say this out loud, but sometimes your professors can suck. It's okay. Did you hear that? I don't know. You shouldn't hear it. Sometimes your professors can suck. I'm not whispering, but like, I feel like I'm whispering. Anyway, sometimes your classes can be really boring and you have to actually learn how to not sleep through them. But other times, your classes will be the most interesting things known to mankind. You will love them. You will love the people in your class. You will love it so much, you will go to Sharples and have another long talk about it. You will talk about things from astronomy to why nobody ever, like, talks about why people wear shoes. I'm not wearing shoes. Why do we wear shoes? Shoes are important. But you will talk about everything, and you will love it. Swarthmore is going to be an awesome time, and I hope you're all willing to be open and ready for what life will throw at you, because it might be like a bowling ball or a golf ball. Okay, I think I'm done. Yay!